Hi, my name is Jean-Philippe Julien. I'm a scientist at the Hospital for Sick Children Research Institute in the Molecular Structure and Function program. I'm also an assistant professor in the departments of biochemistry and immunology at the University of Toronto. In my laboratory, we seek a molecular understanding of glycoproteins associated with immune function. In particular, we study membrane glycoproteins present on the surface of B cells. We also extensively characterize antibodies that are produced by B cells, and we focus our attention on those that can confer specific health benefits. For example, what are the properties of antibodies that can neutralize HIV or inhibit parasites that cause malaria? And how can these be re-elicited reliably by vaccines? Or how can we develop therapeutic antibodies that can be used as effective interventions against infectious diseases, in cancer, or in autoimmune diseases? In my laboratory, the techniques that we use are mostly related to structural biology and biophysics. So, how important is structural biology in understanding how the immune system works? Well, structural biology provides the molecular and atomic understanding of biological processes. It's particularly powerful because it enables the design of interventions from fine, high-resolution blueprints. One particular focus of our research is CD22. So, what is the role of CD22 in an immune response? Well, CD22 is found on the surface of B cells and regulates their survival. Its negative regulation of B cell activation is well understood from mice studies. CD22 knockout mice have an increased incidence of autoimmune disease and hyperactive B cells. Several molecular co-localization imaging studies have also been done, but CD22 has not been delineated at the atomic level. CD22 has the distinct feature of interacting with ligands either in cis to form nanoclusters on the surface of B cells or in trans to mediate cellular adhesion. The structural gymnastics that CD22 might undergo for this cis-trans ligation is undercharacterized, and this prevents a complete molecular understanding of its biological function in B cell activation. So, how will solving the crystal structure of CD22 help further knowledge in the field of immunology? Well, excessive overreactive or dysfunctional B cells cause autoimmune diseases like arthritis, lupus, and blood cancers, including the most common pediatric cancer, acute lymphoblastic leukemia. The clinical gold standard for the treatment of diseases associated with dysregulated B cells is rituximab. It's a monoclonal antibody against the B cell surface protein CD20. An important limitation of rituximab therapy is a high incidence of resistance. For patients that have relapsed conditions, there's an unmet medical need for therapies with specificity against different surface antigens on B cells. A particular advantage of targeting CD22 for B cell depletion is that upon ligation, it undergoes clathrin-mediated endocytosis. It makes it well suited for delivery of toxins into the cell via antibody conjugation. In fact, CD22 is actively targeted therapeutically to deplete dysregulated and malignant B cells. According to the TABS database as of January 2017, 30 different pharma or biotech companies have 28 registered antibodies or chimeric antigen receptors against CD22 in preclinical development. These cover 161 patents and 68 clinical trials. We hope that structural studies of CD22 will greatly contribute to guiding development of the next generation biologics in blood cancers and autoimmune diseases where B cells are dysregulated. And we hope that it will also help interpret the outcome of clinical trials with molecular insight.